AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Dignitaries from Washington were on hand as a base in South Carolina was renamed for the late Senator Lindsey Graham.
A military base in South Carolina has been renamed after Senator Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey spent his final years taking on a radical leftist ideology that had run rampant.
At a ceremony at what was Joint Base Charleston, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth praised Graham's dedication to the military.
He knew the timeless truth that to ensure peace, we must be prepared for war.
Graham, who died last month, joined the Air Force after law school and spent over three decades serving in the Air Force, Air National Guard, and Reserves. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who is from South Carolina, noted that the base hosts the 437th Airlift Wing with their massive C-17 military transports.
From today forward, these planes will have Joint Base Graham on their tail, a reminder that Senator Graham was the American people's workhorse.
I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump will sign an executive order calling for spacing out childhood vaccines into separate medical visits. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News. Into three different shots. Trump has long suspected that the number or timing of vaccines could play a role in autism spectrum disorder, even as scientific consensus and decades of studies have firmly concluded there is no link. A defense lawyer for the Massachusetts mother who killed her three young children is questioning her psychiatrist's expertise, prescribing decisions, and overall treatment. In court today, Lindsey Clancy's attorney sought to suggest the mental health care system failed his client in the months before the killings in 2023. The U.S. stock market is drifting near its all-time high, while oil prices rise amid uncertainty about when the Strait of Hormuz could reopen. This is AP News. There's grumbling over national troops in Washington, D.C.
Washington residents and officials are continuing to question the need for the deployment of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump has now extended that deployment through January 2029 at a cost of another $1.4 billion. Locals are also concerned about the impact on the upcoming midterm elections with troops on the street. Other than lawsuits and protesting, there's not much they can do about it. Washington is a congressionally established federal district, which means that as president, Trump has much greater influence over the police and D.C. National Guard, which he controls directly. The Home Rule Act allows residents to vote for local leaders, including the mayor and council members. Congress has oversight over the local budget and review authority of all laws passed. The D.C. delegate to Congress is a non-voting position. I'm Lisa Dwyer.